أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير. ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إنني لكم منه نذير وبشير. صدق الله العظيم. في دنيا الله سبحانه وتعالى and invoking his help, we are starting the study of Surah Uhud عليه الصلاة والسلام. And I told you Surah Yunus and Surah Uhud alayhi salatu wa salam are a pair. They have the same relationship between them which we found in Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. There we found only Hazrat Ibrahim mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, none of the those messengers to whose nations the punishment of Allah came. And Surah Al-A'raf, nearly half of it, that was occupied by Ambaur Rusul, the history of those nations to whom the messengers of Allah were sent, and they rejected them and they were destroyed. And here we find that although it's not so clear cut, you know, polarization or dissociation, but reciprocal ratio exists. In Surah Yunus, only two of 11 sections, they were occupied by Ambaur Rusul, the history of the messengers. Here in Surah Hud we find more than half of the Surah again, just like Surah Al-A'raf. It deals with the history of those nations and people and the messengers which sent to them. Both these Surahs are starting Alif Lam Ra. And I didn't remember to invite your attention to this fact. Alif Lam Ra is not counted as a full ayah. While Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, though both of them began with Alif Lam Meen, and in both of them, Alif Lam Meen, it is one ayah, counted as one ayah. Alif Lam Ra, not counted as one ayah. Ha Meen, although they are two letters, they are counted as one ayah. All these things are based on as the Prophet told us. Not any rule of grammar, nor any rule of linguistics, not any rule of nahw, nothing of the sort. And it is called in the terminology of tafsir, tawqifi. All these things are mawquf on how the Prophet has told us. No reasoning, no inference, no logic, no grammar, nothing of the sort. Alif Lam Ra kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu summa fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. Let me tell you another thing before we start the text. There is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. You know, when this surah was revealed, it appeared as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so much grieved, is under such a pressure, a mental pressure, a tension, that he appeared to be old. You know, grey hair appeared in his hair. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him a question, what is to you? You have grown suddenly old. The reply was, sayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. These surahs, Hud and its sisters, who have the same style and same, you know, essence. So I have grown old because of them. Why? Because in these surahs it appears that the ajal or the time limit of Quraysh is coming to an end. And now the punishment and the chastisement is going to come down very soon. So that was the grief to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because after all, this nation was his own nation. He also was from among them. He was also from Quraysh. Although they didn't believe in him, but they were their kith and kin. So you know, he was so much grieved at this, that as if now their term is going to come to an end very soon, and the chastisement and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to start. So that was the basis of his grief. Now I have referred to the first ayah of this surah in the last hour, and that is Kitabun Uhkimat Ayatuhu Summa Fussilat Min Ladun Hakimin Khabir. This is a book, Quran, a very peculiar book. Its ayat were first made profound and strengthened, and then detailed and explained from him who is Al-Hakim and Khabir, who is all wise and who is aware of everything. You know, it has two meanings. Number one, in the beginning, the ayat and surah and the surah which were revealed were very small. The ayat was also very small. Balas, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُطْرٍ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. But most profound, Because there is a saying, you know, of Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, لَوْ تَدَبَّرَ النَّاسُ هَذِهِ سُورَةَ لَوَسِعَتْهُ. Had people pondered over this surah only, it would have sufficed for them for all guidance that they need. There is another saying of his, quoted by Mufti Muhammad Abduhu in his tafsir, لَوْ لَمْ يُنَزَّلْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ سِوَاهَا لَكَفَتِ النَّاسِ. If nothing was revealed from the Quran except this surah al-Asr, it would have been sufficient to guide the people. So you know, the beginning surahs and ayat, they were small but very profound, saturated, so to say, with hikmah. And hikmah, ha, kaf, meaning, has two meanings, wisdom and fortified, muhkam. Muhkam is something which is fortified, it is strong enough to defend itself against any invasion. That is mustahkam. It has now gained the strength. So these ayat, in the beginning and the surahs, they were full of wisdom, very strong, very profound. But then they were detailed. Later on we are having very lengthy discourses, you know. Just like, you know, the rivulets in the mountainous region, they are narrow, but very deep. But when in the plain, their, you know, breadth increases, but depth decreases. So that is the case with the ayat which were revealed in the early days, and the ayat which were revealed in the later days. Now we have, for example, ayat in Kursi. One ayah having more than 10 sentences in it. And that's one ayah. Ayatul Bir, Laysal Bir, Antuwallu, Wujuhakum, Qibal al-Mashriq, Qibal al-Maghrib. How much detailed one ayah. So we have long ayahs in the Madani surahs and the later Makki surahs. But in the beginning, small ayah. But they were most profound. Now you can see, now, the Surah Hud must have been revealed before Surah Yunus. There is an intrinsic proof for that, and that will come very soon, we shall read it. But this point can be referred here. It contains 123 ayat, but the rukus are 10. And compare it with Yunus, it had 109 ayat, but rukus were 11. So size of the ayat in Surah Yunus is larger, bigger than the size of ayat, average size of ayat in Surah Hud. So Surah Hud was earlier revealed, and there is another internal evidence for that will come in the Surah, inshallah. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabul Muhkimat Ayatuhu Summa Fussilat Min Ladun Hakimin Khabir. Allah Ta'budu Illallah. The message had been the same of all the books, all the prophets, all the messengers. In one sentence, don't worship anyone except Allah. That's all. You found in the third section of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya Ayyuha An-Nas, Ubudu Rabbakum Alladhi Khalaqakum Walladhina Min Qablikum La'allakum Tattaqoon. This is the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter, of the message of Quran. And this has been the essence of the message of all the prophets and messengers of Allah. But must keep before you the full meanings of ibadah. Worship, loving, obeying, serving. Four things when joined together, then it becomes ibadah. Allah ta'budu illallah innani lakum minhu nazeerun wa bashir. Verily I am for you from him a nazeer, a warner, and a bashir, and a bearer of glad tidings. And astaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. And you ask the forgiveness of your Lord and turn towards him, repent towards him, relent towards him. Yumatteikum mata'an hasanat ila ajalin musamma. He will provide you with good things, good provisions of this life. But till a fixed period, every person has a fixed time which he has to pass here. Every nation has a fixed period granted to it. And he gives to all who deserve his bounty. He gives his bounty to those only who deserve his bounty. Or whosoever has any bounty, actually it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُوْتَ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. If you turn your faces away, then I fear about you the chastisement of a mighty day, of a big day. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. To Allah is your return. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over everything. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ يَسْلُونَ صُدُورَهُمْ. Behold, they are bending or twisting their chests. لِيَسْتَقْفُوا مِنْ. So that they can hide themselves from him. أَلَا هِنَ يَسْتَقْفُونَ سِيَابَهُ. Behold, when they are wearing their clothing upon them, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Even then he knows what they are hiding and what they are making appear. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows even those things which are in the hearts or chests of the people. About this ayah, there are many ways in which it has been interpreted. But because we find the hadith, and it is included in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, narrated by Ibn Abbas of Allah Ta'ala Anhuma, and that we should accept as the true exegesis of this ayah. And that is, among some of the Sahaba, some of the companions of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were some who were overwhelmingly shy. Just as Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, shyness was, you know, overwhelming them. So even when they were answering the call of nature and so on, other things, and they had to be naked, they were very much ashamed of being naked. And they used to bend their chests and twist so that they can hide themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is seeing us. How can we be naked? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allaying this fear of theirs. Allah innahum yasmuna sudurahum li yasmafuninum. They want to hide from Allah. But even when you have put on your clothes, Allah knows you and see you through and through. Allah knows what you are hiding. You cannot hide and conceal anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah hina yastasawna siyabahu. When they wrap their clothings over them, garments over them, ya'lamu ma yusirruna wa ma yu'linuna. Even at that time, he knows what they conceal and what they reveal. Innahu alimun bi dhati sudur. Verily, he knows even those things which are hidden in the heart. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is no big creature, no creature on the whole of the earth, but upon Allah rests its sustenance. This is very important for those who want to serve the deen of Allah. They shouldn't fear where from they will eat. How will they be able to support themselves and their family? The risk, you know, and the providence and provisions and sustenance of this life, that is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah takes the responsibility upon him. Don't fear. Only you have to put your trust in him. That is the test. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَهَا. Allah knows his place of abode as well as the place of repository. We heard these words in Surah Al-An'am perhaps, or Araf, An'am I think. And there I discuss. There are three views about it. Mustaqar is permanent abode. So mostly people think mustaqar is akhirah, because that is going to be the permanent abode. Mustauda is somewhere you keep something for some time. So this worldly life is mustauda. But there is another view, although it's not held by so many, that you know mustaqar for us is dunya, for this time, presently. But mustauda was the wombs of the mothers. We remained there for 9 months. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And everything is recorded in a book which is manifest and very clear. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. And it is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And His throne was over water. Now this ayah has also intrigued so many mufassirin. What does it mean? عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. His throne was over water. Well, I dare to venture an opinion, and that is, as you know today, that before life appeared on this planet, for very long period, rains were falling for thousands of years continuously. Because when this earth, you know, became cold, it shrunk. When it shrunk, there were mountains, there were, you know, up and downs, you know, there were low regions and high regions. When rain came, now there were the oceans. So at that time, it was all ocean, all water. So actually, for this world, government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, that was this universal government, it was on water. But I can't say that this is actually what is meant by these words here. But so this is what has come to my mind. وَكَانَ عَشُهُ الْمَاءُ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Then, you know, life began, then humans and mankind were created. And what for created? لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that he may try you and test you, which one of you is better in his deeds. This is the same ayah as we find in Surah Al-Mulk, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created life and death, and so that this worldly life becomes for you a period of testing. In the same way, لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He has created you here in this world. This worldly life is meant to be a period of testing. قُلْ ذُمِ حَسْتِي سَتُو عِبْرَاهِمَانِ اِنْدِ حَبَابِ اِسْ نِيَانْ خَانِ مِنْ تِرَا اِمْتِحَانْ ہے زندگی. This life is actually a period of testing and trial. وَلَئِن قُلْتَ إِنَّكُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ, and if you say you will be resurrected and raised after your death, لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, these unbelievers will surely say, and it is nothing but a magic or a sorcery. وَلَئِنْ أَخَّرْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِلَى أُمَّةٍ مَعْدُودَةٍ, and if we postpone and delay for them the chastisement for a time which is already fixed, معدودة, it is already fixed, لَيَقُولُنَّ مَا يَحْبِثُ, they will surely say, what is preventing it to come? They were making haste. Why don't you bring that chastisement? We have been hearing, you know, for 10 long years that azab will come and chastisement and torment will come. But what is holding it back? مَا يَحْبِثُ أَلَا يَوْمَ سَيَعْتِهِمْ لَيْسَ مَصْرُوفًا عَنْهُمْ, behold, when it will come to them, it will not be able to be turned away from them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, and they will be encircled by that on which they were mocking and about which they were joking. وَلَئِن أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَئُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. Now these two conditions, extreme conditions for man, for common men, usually situated with men. And if we make a man taste from our mercy, we have given him wealth and health and everything, so our mercy is here, he is tasting life and all the good things of life. ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ, and then we withdraw these things from him, إِنَّهُ لَيَوْسٌ كَفُورٌ, he becomes absolutely disappointed, despaired, and ungrateful. He says, never, I saw never any good thing in life. Oh, Allah has never given me anything. He became so ungrateful. وَلَنَ لَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَا بَعْدَ دَرَّا مَسْفَتْهُ, and if we give him the taste of our mercy and our blessings, after some hurting had come to him, something which was unpleasant, لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي, and then he will say, definitely say, well, all evils have gone from me, إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ, then he becomes overjoyed, farah. I told you this word is used in the Quran, not in a good sense, farah, overjoyed, and fakhur, boastful. You know, because everything which is coming to us in this world is for testing. If something unpleasant, it is also for testing, whether we persevere or not, we show patience or not. If something good has come, whether we are grateful or not, we become overjoyed, you know, and that also shows the shallowness of our personality. So actually, we should have something in between, in all the cases. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, but this is not the case of those who have patience. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who have patience and perseverance and they do good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, for them there will be the forgiving, pardoning and a very great reward. فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكٌ بَعْضَ مَنْ يُوحَىٰ إِلَيْكَ وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكَ أَن يَقُولُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكٌ, so perhaps or perchance you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are going to leave some of what has been sent down to you, revealed to you, وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكَ, and your chest is shrinking on it, أَن يَقُولُوا, that they are saying, لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ, why has not been a treasure sent down on him? He says, I am the representative of Allah, the master of all the world. Couldn't he give him a treasure? Well, we saw him all the life toiling in his childhood, even his, you know, early adolescence, he was working as a laborer. Then he was working as a merchant. And he claims to be the representative of Allah, the ambassador of Allah on earth. So how come? Wouldn't Allah give him the wealth and riches? Oh, jaa ma'ahu malak. And if he is really a messenger of Allah, no angels could have accompanied him, you know, shouting to people, oh, this is messenger of Allah, you must believe in him. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah is a guardian over everything. Now, because these things were coming to him repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly, people were saying these things. And years had passed after years, so maybe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also felt somewhat, you know, grieved at it. And we find it, إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَزِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, but they are saying, you know, your chest shrinks over it due to grief and sorrow. So perhaps, but I don't think this is directed towards those people who are pressurizing him. You are pressurizing him so that he should give up some of those things which have been revealed to him. But apparently, It is directed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but actually it is meant for those who were pressurizing him. فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكُمْ بَعْضَ مَا يُحَىٰ إِلَيْكَ وَضَائِقُمْ مِنْ صَدُّكَ يَقُولُ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكٌ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ نَذِيرٌ. Oh Muhammad, you are nothing but a warner. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Who is the guardian over everything? هَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. Are they saying that he has composed it, he has caused it, he has concocted all this? وَالْفَاتُوا بِأَشْرِ سُمَرٍ مِثْلِهِ. This is the intrinsic proof and evidence that this surah was revealed before Surah Yunus. Because you know, this argument, you know, it started from the whole of Quran. We find in Surah Bani Israel. قُلْ لَيْنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ يَاتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَاتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Tell them, if all humans, all jinns would join together to compose a book like this Quran, they will not be able to compose it, although they might help each other. So here, a full book that was asked, that if you can do, you also compose a full book. But then, بَرْسَبِيلَ تَنَزُّلْ it is called. If you couldn't do that, okay. Then you compose 10 surahs, okay. Not this whole of book, 10 surahs. And then they couldn't meet this challenge, okay. Now you come home with one surah. So it's gradual. Whole of Quran, Surah Bani Israel. Here, 10 surahs. فَاتُوا بِأَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ. You also bring forth 10 surahs like this. مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ which may be composed by men and sold by humans. وَدُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And you call whomsoever you can, except Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ if you are true. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ. But then if they don't accept your challenge, if they don't reply to your request, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ بِرَجْلِ اللَّهِ. Now you must know that it has been sent down with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ilaha illahu, and there is no God except He. فَعْلَمْتُوا مُسْلِمُونَ. So now are you ready to submit? Then you couldn't meet the challenge. Send us some jinn who can compose surahs like Quran. Your false gods have failed you. You are unable to accept the challenge. So you must be ready now to submit and surrender. فَعْلَمْتُوا مُسْلِمُونَ. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. Whosoever intends to have the enjoyment of life of this world and its adornment, نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ we pay them in full for their deeds. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ and they shall not be made to suffer anything. No diminution would be done. If somebody has chosen this world is working hard, then okay, we shall give him wealth of this life, the comforts of this life. After all, he's working hard day and night. He's sweating like anything. So he must be given something from this world. No escape. And we give them full, pay them in full. Ilahim amalahu, all their deeds. Fiha, in this world. Wahum fiha la yubkhasoon. And nothing, they will be deprived of nothing of their labor. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. But for them there will be nothing in the hereafter except fire. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا. And whatsoever they had produced in this world would go in vain. Because they never intended to have anything in Akhirah. Even if they were doing some good deeds, they wanted that people should praise them, that they are very philanthropic type of person, they are very good person. So actually, if even they were doing apparently good deeds, they didn't want the recompense or the reward of Akhirah. They wanted all the reward in this world, and we have given it. So now in the Akhirah, they don't have anything to get except now. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارُ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whatever good deeds they were doing, they were also false and hollow without any basis. Now comes a very important ayah of this surah, and this is going to be the key word and key theme of this surah. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. So, the person who was already on a self-evident truth from his Lord, and then followed him a witness from him. What does it mean? As I told you, human nature, it contains all the iman and all the facts, potentially. It is there. Love of God is there. The soul which was breathed into us. وَإِذَا صَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. This room, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has all the things, just like, you know, a seed contains the whole of plant. Where from the plant come? From that seed. Potentially the whole plant, the whole tree is present in that nut of seed. In the same way, in human nature, there is bayyana. If the nature is not perverted, if it is a healthy nature, pure human nature, it is bayyana within you. Now when the revelation comes, it is a witness, it testifies that whatever you have in your heart is correct. دیکھنا تقریر کی لذت کے جو اس نے کہا میں نے یہ جانا کہ گویا یہی میرے دل میں ہے. اینڈ دس از واٹ حافظ ابن قیم رحمہ اللہ سیڈ ان ون آف ہز آرٹیکلز دیٹ دیئر آر سم پیپل ہو ریڈ قرآن دے سین دیٹ دے آر ناٹ ریڈنگ قرآن فرام دی مصحف فرام دس بک دے سین دس قرآن از ریٹن آن دیئر ہارٹ اینڈ دے آر ریڈنگ اٹ فرام دیئر بیکاز دیئر کمپلیٹ ہارمنی بٹوین دی ہیومن نیچر and what Quran is saying. So actually this Quran testifies that whatever human nature is saying is correct. You may say that human nature and soul testifies that whatever Quran is saying is correct. So this is a mutual testimony, mutual harmony between the two. So if there was a person who had a pure nature, now just imagine Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى, pure of nature, tender hearted, a muttaqi person, God fearing person, and you know he was very kind to people and he was of the sound intellect. He never worshipped any idols even before Wahi started coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a muwahid from the very beginning. In the same way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a person. But I am not mentioning Muhammad because he was a prophet and prophet is by birth a prophet. So I am mentioning Hazrat Abu Bakr or Hazrat Usman ibn Maz'un. There was another person who died before the revelation started coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was dead. His son, you know, Sa'id ibn Zayd is one of the 10 topmost Sahaba. Asra'i Mubashara. Sa'id ibn Zayd, who was the brother-in-law of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Iman came to Sa'id ibn Zayd and his wife Fatima bint Khattab before it came to Umar ibn Khattab. Rather, it came to Umar ibn Khattab through them. And actually, why? Because Sa'id was son of Zayd. And Zayd was also one of such persons, a very kind-hearted, very pure-natured person, who used to say, holding, you know, the curtains of Kaaba, "Oh Allah, I want to worship you and you alone, but I don't know how to worship you." Now, had the revelation to Muhammad started in his lifetime, he would have been the Siddiq, one of the Siddiqs. So this is the nature, human nature, the testimony. Quran testifies to the human nature. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. Now when revelation is coming, it is actually witness that whatever you have in your, the self-evident truth that you have in your soul, actually it is correct. And that is how we can understand when revelation came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he recognize it is revelation? How did he recognize that this is an angel, not an evil spirit? He could have any thought, doubt. Maybe he is certain. Maybe he is subjin. He has come to, you know, lead me astray. But no. His nature recognized. So man is not blind by nature. He has the sight also. And the intellect also. The soul of man. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَىٰ. And this Quran has come as a witness. Now, and before this Quran, there was the book of Moses, Imam wa Rahmah. This was also guidance and mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Such people will come to believe in this book because they are pure of nature. They will have no difficulty recognizing the truth of this book and the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And whosoever rejects it from among all the groups and sections, because there were the idolaters, there were the Jews and Christians, مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُهُ. So fire is the place of their promise. فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْهُ. And you should not be in any doubt about that. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ and this is the truth from your Lord. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ but you know most of the people are not going to believe. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا and who is more evil doer than the person who concocts or forges something and then attributes it to Allah. This is the biggest crime. This is the biggest lie. If I am not a prophet and I say I am a prophet, this is the biggest lie. You are lying on Allah. And some people is lying something about humans, about men. But he is attributing that thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A false thing. So this is the biggest lie. وَلَاِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ They will be presented before their Lord, whosoever does this crime. وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ And then the witnesses will say, these are the people who forged this and they attributed it to their Lord. Allah la'natullahi ala zalimin. And behold, the curse of Allah will be on such evil doers. Now what is the essence of this ayah? Do you or can you imagine for even a single moment that Muhammad can do it? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have known him. He has lived with you for 40 years. And if it is being revealed in the 10th year after the beginning of Wahi, for 15 years you know him. Did he ever tell a lie? If he didn't tell a lie, in the matters of this world, small disputes, if he didn't attribute any false thing to any human, how could you expect that he would attribute something false to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because this is the biggest crime. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ عَلَىٰ لَعْنَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those ظَالِمِينَ, those evil doers who are obstructing people, who are holding back themselves from the path of Allah and obstructing others, preventing others from going towards the path of Allah. I told you, صَدَّ يَصُدُّ has both the meanings. Hold back yourself and you prevent others. They want to find in it crookedness. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ And the real cause is that they don't believe in the hereafter. That is actually the root cause of all their ills. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ These people are not going to be able to frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defeat him in the land, on the earth. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ And there will not be for them, besides Allah, any protectors. يُضَافُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ The chastisement will be doubled for them. مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ السَّمْعَ وَمَا كَانُوا يُبْصِرُونَ They were not able to hear and they were not seeing. Because the real human being within them had died. Their soul had died. Now they were like just moving graves. Nothing of that sort. Moving mausoleums. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ They are the people who have ruined themselves, who have put themselves in the loss. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And whatever they are concocting and whatever they are forging, that these are going to help us and they will be our intercessors, they will all disappear and vanish. لَا جَرَمَا There's no doubt. أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ That in the hereafter, they will be the greatest in losing. The biggest losers, the greatest losers will be them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَحْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ As for those who believe and do good deeds, and they are humble to their Lord, humble before their Lord, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ They are the people of garden, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ And they will dwell in it forever. مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمِّ وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالسَّمِيعِ Now these two groups, the similitude of these two groups, is like the similitude of those who are blind and deaf. And on the other hand, there are people who are seeing and hearing. Those who believe, they are the people who are seeing and hearing. Those who are rejecting and denying and belying this truth, they are like the deaf and the dumb, blind and deaf. هل يستويان مثلا are they equal are they similar in this similitude أفلا تذكرون so don't you get reminded and admonished now come the story of Nuh and I told you two sections of this surah 25 ayat are devoted to the story of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Although you know it has been repeated many a time, but this is the longest discourse. We have another surah, complete surah, in the 28th part, Surah Nuh. It also has 28 ayat. It is absolutely and exclusively devoted to the history of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But the, you know, counterpart, you can say, is this place in the Quran, where, you know, this has been discussed in the faith. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. And we have sent Nuh to his nation. Now, not nation, whole of the nation, nation as a whole. إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. He said, I am for you a clear warner. Allah ta'abudu illallah. My message is that you don't worship anything, anyone except Allah. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ. I fear of you the chastisement of a very big day, very mighty day. فَقَالَ الْمَلَوْ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. So replied the chief of his nation, who had disbelieved him, مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشْرًا مِثْلَنَا. We don't see you, except you are also a human being, you are also mortal like us. فَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَادُونَا بَعْدِيَ الرَّعَيْ. And we don't see that anybody had followed you except those who are meanest. Apparently, most apparently, the meanest of people, our slaves, our servants, some of those have gathered around you, but now none of the noble, the nobility, none of the aristocracy, none of the wealthy people, nobody has, you know, accepted your dawah and accepted you as the messenger of Allah, except, you know, some people, you know, who belong to the lower status of our society. Most apparently we can see that they belong to the lower strata of our society. We don't see that there is any superiority in you of them over us. If Islamic truth that you are presenting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have made you superior to us in wealth also, in position also, in this hierarchy of the tribe also. But we don't find. You are not from among the chiefs, you are not from among the wealthiest people of the tribe. And in the same way, only these people, you know, the poor, they people are gathering like you. But nazunnukum kaazibeen. Oh, we think that you are telling a lie. You are an imposter. Qala ya qawmi araaytum in kuntu ala bayyinatin min rabbi. Now this is the same thing. I told you this is going to be the central idea. He said, O my nation, O my people, have you considered if I was on bayyana from my Rabb? You know, you have been seeing me. The nature that I had, that I was bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my character, you have been seeing me all along. If in kuntu ala bayyana min Rabb, if I was on a self-evident light from my Rabb, وَعَتَانِ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. And then he gave me the mercy from his prayers. That is why this has come to me later. For 40 years there was no wahi to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was on the bayyana from his Lord, right from his birth. His character, his personality, you know, was a shining light. But you know, wahi was not coming. But then wahi came. Light added unto light. Nurun ala nur, just as we have in Surah An-Nur. Nurun ala nur. The nature was a nur itself. And then the wahi, nur of wahi has also come. So nur has been added to nur. Qala ya qawmi araaytum in kuntu ala bayyinatin min rabbi wa aatani rahmatan min indihi. Fa ummiyat alaykum. And this has been obscured from you. You are not able to see it. Adulzimukumuha wa antum laha karihun. So can we compel you to accept it if you are not liking it, if you are abhorring it? We cannot compel you to accept it. وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا. And my people, just look and think. I've never asked you for any money. I've never asked you for any wealth. I don't ask you for any ajr. In أَجْرِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. My reward, my salary, my remuneration, everything, rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنَا بِالطَّارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And I am not going to drive away those who have come to believe. Whether they are from your servants, whether they are from your slaves, whether you feel that they are the mean people, they are the menials and so on, whatever you may like to say. مَا أَنَا بِالطَّارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. I am not going to drive them away. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They will be meeting their Lord. وَلَاكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ But I do see that you are in ignorance. You are not seeing the truth. You are ignorant. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ And my people just think, who will be able to save me? Who will be able to help me against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I pray to whom? If I drive them away, because they are poor, I drive them away. I push them away from me. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ تَرَكْتُهُمْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ You are not yet reminded. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي خَزَائِنٌ The same wording which appeared regarding Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ I have never claimed, I don't claim that I possess the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ And I clearly say that I don't know the unseen. وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ Nor do I say that I'm an angel. I've never claimed to be an angel. وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَدْرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُوتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا Nor I can say that the people, your eyes are looking upon them, these people, you are hating them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give them the goods of hereafter. فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً You are seeing them to be mean or low, but maybe they are high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, I can't say it. Allah alam ulma anfusahim. Allah very well knows. He is aware of what is there in their souls. Inni izalla min al-zalimin. If I drive them away, then I would become one of the evildoers. Qalu ya Nuh qad jadaltana fa aksarta jidalana. They said, Oh Nuh, you have disputed with us. You have argued with us. And you have gained a lot in this dispute. You have made a lot of disputes. It can be translated in both ways. You have made a lot of disputes and arguments. Now we are fed up with this argument. Now if you are true, now bring to us what you are threatening us. Bring the azab of Allah. Call on Allah. He should send the azab on us. The chastisement or the torment about which you have been talking so long. Now let it be. Let it happen. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ إِنْ شَاءَ He replied, Allah will bring it on you if He so desires. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ And when it comes, you will not be able to defeat. You will not be able to protect yourself from that chastisement. You will not be able to escape it. وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ And I know that my sincere counseling and advice will be of no avail to you, even if I sincerely want for you that you be saved. وَلَاكِنْ فَعُكُمْ نُسْحِينَ رَبْتُ وَنَنْسَحَ لَكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْلِيَكُمْ If Allah has decided that He has to lead you astray, He has put a seal on your faith, He has set the seal on your heart, then I can't do it. هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ He is your Lord. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ And to Him you will be returned. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ Are they saying that he has concocted these things? Now here he means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the midst of this discourse, discussing the events of Hazrat Nuh and what was going on between him and his people, now between them there is reference to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am yaqulun aftara? Now these things which we are revealing to you, O Muhammad, do they say that you have told them? Qul iftaraytuhu fa alayya ijrami. Say to them, If I have concocted these things, all these things, these ayat, فَعَلَيَّ نِدَامِ So on me will be my guilt. My crime will be on me. وَعَنَ بَرِيُّمْ مِمَّا تُدِرِمُونَ But likewise, I am absolutely unanswerable for your guilt, what you are doing. If what I am saying is correct, it is from Allah and you are rejecting. Well, you will be repaid. You will be rewarded. You will be recompensed. If, for the sake of argument, If I am doing this thing wrong, then I will have to face the consequences. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ And it was revealed to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ That now nobody else is going to come to believe from your people except those who have already believed. A full stop has been put now. أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ فَلَا تَبْتَعِسْ لِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ So don't be in distress. Now don't be disappointed. Don't be in agony on what they have been doing. وَسْنَا الْفُلْقَ بِعَيُنِنَا وَرَحْيَنَا And now construct the ark. بِعَيُنِنَا before our eyes. We will be watching. We will be giving instructions. وَرَحْيَنَا and our wahi will be coming. How long, how broad, how much, you know, deep, how to build it. Continuous instructions coming. Vasna il fulka bi ayun, you know. In our eyes, we are seeing, we are watching. Vahiyya and our instructions coming to you through revelations. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Now, don't address me, never address me regarding these people who have transgressed, who have rejected. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. All of them are going to be drowned. Now it shouldn't happen that, you know, your brotherly feelings for your people, they are aroused in your heart, and then you say, oh Allah, pardon them. Now go. If this has happened, if this has been decreed, now don't address me regarding these people. Although they might be your kith and kin, your relatives, maybe your own son, maybe your own wife. But now you cannot address me, and you cannot call upon me to have any mercy of this. وَيَسْنَهُ الْفُلْكُ. And he was constructing the ark. قُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَوْ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. Whenever the king from his nation, from his people, passed by him, they joked, scoffed at him. What is he doing? Now, you know, he has gone mad, absolutely mad. We doubted from the very beginning that he is crazy. Now, he is absolutely mad. In this region, far away from any ocean, far away from any sea, far away from any big river, and he is constructing such a big ark, such a big boat. Where will he float it? Now, no doubt that he has gone crazy. وَيَسْنَعُ الْغُلْبُ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَوْ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ قَالَ إِنْ تَسْخِرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ. He replied, now see the bitterness in the words of Nuh. If you are joking on us and scoffing on us today, the time will come. We will be scoffing on you. كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. As you are scoffing on us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ. And very soon you will know to whom comes the torment and the chastisement which will humiliate him. وَيَهِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And a lasting chastisement and torment will come upon him. حَتَّى إِذَا جَامُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورِ. Thus it was, it happened, kept on happening, until our command came. حَتَّى جَامُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورِ. And the oven boiled out. First of all, a big tannur, a big oven, you know. A very gushing water started coming from that. And in other places, we know that a very strong rain started coming from the skies. And there were, from everywhere, you know, there were fissures which appeared in the earth, and from that bottom of gushing out. And let me tell you, H.G. Wells has given an explanation, a physical explanation. He has written it in his, but I don't now fully remember, he has written two books on the world history. A short history of the world and a concise history of the world. In which of them, I'm not sure, but in one of them is written that this, you know, big flood came because the level of this area at that time, this region, was lower than the level of the ocean. And along the coast of the Mediterranean, there was a high ridge. And they say it is the case in Karachi also. Some areas of Karachi are lower than the level of the sea. But because along the coast, there is a ridge, stony ridge, so that protects Karachi. Maybe at some time, you know, there is some crack in that ridge and water then gushes. If the sea level is higher than that ground, it will come like anything. And it can be from one spot. Just as the Bala Dam, even if there is a crack at one place, what will happen? It will bring havoc. So his explanation is that the level of this land was lower at that time than the surface of the Mediterranean Sea. And along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, there was a big mountainous ridge which was holding the ocean. Then there was some, you know, leaking, and then placed far off the Noor, as Quran said. Maybe it's just possible. It's just an explanation. And then the ocean, whole the water of ocean, you know, gushed into this area. And there was a flood over a very vast area. And it appears from the Quran that the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was limited to this region till that time. So that when they were drowned, so actually the whole progeny of Adam alayhi salam was finished, except the people who were with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam in his ark. Wallahu alam. فصارت تنور كل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين. And he said, embark in it a pair from every kind. وَأَهْلَكَ and your own family. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ. Except from your family, on whom the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already gone. وَمَنْ آمَنَ and all those who have come to believe with you. So a pair from all kinds of animals and birds and beasts and so on. مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Number two, your own family, except from your own family even, about whom the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already come. And as you know, it was number one of his wives, and number two, one of his sons. They were from his family. Because we find it in Surah Al-Tahrim, mention of wife of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, that they were, you know, unbelievers, they were with the kuffar, and they were punished along with those who were punished. And you will find here the story of one of his sons. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And people didn't believe in him except only very few. They say they were 72. I feel not even 72. Only three of his sons, their wives, maybe one or two wives of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam himself, and a few servants. And after him, the progeny of humans started only from the three sons of Hazrat Nuh. Hazrat Ham, Hazrat Sam, Hazrat Yafis. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَاهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا. And he said, now embark in it. With Allah's name shall be its running, its floating, and its moving. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily, my Lord, my Rabb is forgiving and merciful. وَهِيَ تَلِمِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. And it was moving with them amid waves like mountains. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ. And Nuh called out to his son. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. And he was standing aloof. He had not embarked that ship, that ark. He was standing aloof. يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا. Oh my son, oh my dear son, you are to embark with us. وَلَا تَكُلْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِ. Don't be with those who are disbelievers. قَالَ صَعَوِي لَا جَوَلِي يَعْصُمُنِي مِنَ الْمَعَ. He said, no harm. Very soon I will reach that mountain. I'll, you know, climb that mountain. It will save me, protect me from the water. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. He said, no protection today, none to protect, except مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No protection, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ, except whom He shows mercy. Only His mercy can rescue you, nothing else. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. And a wave intervened between them. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And he became one of those who were drowned. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ ابْلَعِي مَاءَكِ. And it was said, O earth, you swallow back your water. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي. And O sky, O heaven, withhold your water. وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ. And water subsided. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. And the whole matter was settled and decided. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي. And the ark stayed, came to a rest on Judee. This Judee is a peak among the Ararat range of mountains. And this is an area which is absolutely in between, adjoiningly, where these three countries are meeting. Turkey, Russia, Armenia. And this is a very difficult place to go, you know, to reach the top. So whenever, you know, Muslims have some authority and they can do it and they have the means, they should send this expedition. Because Quran says in many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it. And it will appear and people will know that this is the Ark of Noah, alayhi salatu wassalam. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. It was said and proclaimed, done away with the evil doing people. They have been finished. بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. فَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ. And now Nuh called out to his Lord. فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. He said, Oh my Lord, my son was from amongst my family. وَنَوَادَكَ الْحَقِّ. And your promise is true. You promised you will save my family. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِ. And you are the best judge of all the judges. Now the way, it's a complaint. But the way how this complaint is being presented to the Lord. فَنَادَ أَنُوَ رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِ. You couldn't say, while my son was destroyed and drowned, you had promised me that my family will remain safe. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. This is a very important place of Quran. Even, you know, a bondsman like Nuh, having served Allah for nearly 1,000 years, but still he is a bondsman. الرَّبُّ رَبٌّ وَإِنْ تَنَزَّلْ وَالْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ وَإِنْ تَرَقَّى. Bondsman remains a bondsman. He might ascend to the seventh heaven, as Muhammad ascended sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the night of ascension. And the Lord remains the Lord. Although he may come down to the lowest heaven, the difference of Lord and bondsman remains as such. Just look, 1,000 years, hardest labor, calling people, bearing all the hardships, people laughing, mocking at him. But here, a slight, you know, you may say, an appeal, a request, a humble request. But it has a sort of what we should say, protest. وَنَادَ نُوحُ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. It's the most careful words, but it contains something like a protest. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَصَلِّ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنِّي أَعِظُكَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Look to the harshness of the words. The same words appear for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the An'am. Don't be from among Jahileen. If you can, فَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرُ عَلَيْكَ إِرَاضُهُمْ فَإِنْ اِسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغِيَ رَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَعْتَ مِنْ آيَةٍ. If, you know, the matter has become unbearable for you, if you can dig a tunnel in the land, or you can have a ladder into the sky and bring them a ladder, go and have it. Who is being addressed here? فَإِنْ كَانَ كَبْرُكَ عَلَيْكَ إِرَاضُهُمْ وَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The same. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, He is not from your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He is of unrighteous deeds. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Don't ask me about which you don't have the knowledge. You have to say you interpret this ayah in a particular sense. That this son of Hazrat Nuh, his name was Yam, or Kin'an, two names have been mentioned. Yam, and you know on the same meter, Sham, Ham, Yam. But another name mentioned is Kin'an. And he was not his son actually. His wife about whom Surah Tahreem is telling, ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا فقيل ادخل النار مع الداخلين. خيانة so they were corrupt. This is the interpretation that they give. So actually this son of Nuh was a bastard according to their interpretation of this ayah and the ayah of Surah Al-Tahrim. But the Ahl Sunnah don't accept it. They don't accept that an unfaithful wife, you know, corrupt in that sense, you know, committing adultery, cannot be in the house of a Nabi of Allah, a Prophet of Allah. So I only just mentioned it. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Don't ask me for which you have no knowledge. إِنِّي أَعِظُكَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I admonish you lest you should become one of the ignorant. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Immediately Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam replied, O my Lord, I take refuge in thee, lest I should ask from you about which I have no knowledge. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you don't forgive me and you don't show mercy to me, I will become one of the losers. The same verse which Hazrat Adam Hawa they uttered, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We read it in Surah Al-A'raf. قِيلَ يَا نُوحُ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا وَبَرَكَاتٍ عَلَيْكَ. It was said and proclaimed. قِيلَ. It was said, some angel might have proclaimed, يَا نُوحُ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا. O Nuh, now you get down from this ark. With peace from us, سَلَامٍ مِنَّا وَبَرَكَاتٍ, and blessings from us, عَلَيْكَ, on you, وَعَلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِمَّنْ مَعَكَ, and all the nations and communities who will emerge from those who are with you in the ark. These words are very important. أُمَمٍ مِمَّنْ مَعَكَ, the communities and nations, the progenies of those who are with you in the ark. وَأُمَمٌ سَنُمَكِّنُهُمْ, and they are going to be nations whom we shall give some worldly things, some provisions of this world, ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and then a very painful torment is going to come to them. Now this refers to Aad. They were also from the progeny of Hazrat Sam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then again to Samud, he was also from the progeny from Aad, and so on. And even the Chaldean Empire, it was in Iraq. That is also from Sam. So all these prophets who are mentioned in Quran, they are actually all prisoners of Sam, Semitic races. Whether they are, you know, the Jews, or they are the Arabs, they were the Chaldeans, or all the Phoenicians, etc., etc. All people who lived in Syria, in Iraq, in the Arabian Peninsula, all these people. And from there actually, at, you know, different times, people came out and invaded. At the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the king in Egypt was from this very Arabian Peninsula. He was not Fir'aun. That is why in Surah Yusuf, you don't find the word Fir'aun. Malik. Qal al-Malik. They were actually the Hyksos kings, they call, in the history of Egypt. This was not a dynasty of Fir'aina, but it was another dynasty of a people who had come from the Arabian Peninsula, invaded Egypt, and they had established their rule over there. So this was, so to say, a reservoir of human potential. وَأُمَمٌ فَلْمَتْعُهُمْ ثُمَّ يَمَسْتُهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ تِلْكَ مِنْ نَمْبَالِ غَيْبِ مُحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. This is the concluding ayah of this discourse. These are from the news of the unseen, which we are revealing to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ. You didn't know them, neither you yourself nor your nation. People of Aad were known to these Arabs. People of Hud, Aad, because they dwelt in the peninsula, in the southern part of the peninsula, which is the worst type of desert today. The worst desert in the world. And Samud, this nation was also inhabiting the Arabian Peninsula, the northern, western, you know, corner of the Arabian Peninsula, just near the Gulf of Aqaba. So these people, then, you know, along the right, on the eastern coast of Aqaba, they were the people who were, to whom were sent Hazrat Ishmael alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you know, down the coast of the Dead Sea, there were situated the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So there was sent Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. So all these nations, they were known to these people. But because the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived high up in the north, in that area which is today called Kurdistan, part of it is in Turkey, part of it is in Iraq, part of it is in Iran, and some of it is in Armenia. So this was high Arab. So the Arabs, you know, they didn't know the history of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. You didn't know them, not yourself, nor your nation, before this. فَاصْبِرْ, So, O Muhammad, have patience, persevere. Because the result will be the same. You will be fight. You will be delivered. You and people who have come to believe in you, we shall help them. Our help shall come to them. Inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqeen. And the happy end are for those who fear Allah, who are God conscious, who regard Allah, who believe in Him, who love Him, and who spend everything for His pleasure. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر